Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, February 3rd, 2017 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And wild ride, as always, it is. Gets stranger all the time. And we'll talk about that today. But first, we didn't talk about this yesterday, but yesterday during the 131st celebration of Groundhog Day on Gobbler's Knob in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, Punxsutawney Phil Sowerby saw his shadow, as you know, so that means another 6 weeks of winter forecasted or foreshadowed, pun intended.
In Groundhog Ease, he directed the president and the inner circle to his prediction scroll, which reads, "At Gobbler's Knob on Groundhog Day, we celebrate a worldwide holiday. It's mighty cold weather you've been braving. Is it winter or is it summer you're craving? Since we've been up all night and starting to toddle, I, Punxy Phil, shall not dawdle. My faithful followers, I clearly see a perfect clear shadow of me. Six more weeks of winter, it shall be."
So there you go. Phil could turn out to be wrong, however. That's always a possibility. According to USA Today, he's been right 14 times and wrong 15 times since 1988. So if Phil turns out to be right, that'd make Phil a groundhog, slightly more accurate and much less manipulative than Al Gore. Perhaps another inconvenient truth for Al Gore. It's very interesting. You know, what we have seen as a result of the voter fraud discussion, very, very interesting, very provocative, some of the discussions that have arisen as a result of the subject of voter fraud. And we'll come back to that in a second, but for now, it's interesting to see the crackdown on sanctuary cities around the country. I've seen some articles, for instance, that talk about Governor Abbott, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, on the warpath, they say, looking to block funding. And earlier this week on Wednesday, Governor Greg Abbott blocked funding over so-called sanctuary cities for the first time on Wednesday after Austin's sheriff said the jails would no longer hold most federal immigration detainees. And very, very controversial. Travis County leaders condemned losing $1.5 million in grant money earned for crime victim services, courts, and other programs. A number of what you might call smaller to mid-sized cities across the country, especially the smaller cities, are having the same kind of challenges. And we know in recent years that there's been an increase of what I would call predatory policing, and what some others would obviously categorize as predatory policing, for-profit policing. And I just don't understand how anyone could ever imagine that would result in anything but the town consuming itself, unfortunately. But I digress. So we see a rash of this throughout the country, obviously very controversial. And so back to my concerns yesterday, one of the biggest concerns I think we need to keep an eye on is the authoritarian nature already of the Trump presidency. Listen to how many times Donald Trump has already invoked the threat of bringing in the feds. You know, Chicago repeatedly, Berkeley. I haven't seen yet, probably NYU, I'm sure, as a result of last night's demonstration protests. Of course, Donald Trump tweeting about the new radical Islamic terrorist who just attacked the Louvre Museum in Paris, and referring to America, Get Smart US. I posted something about that last night as that was, well, several things actually on Twitter as that was happening. It was interesting. The Independent tweeted, man who attempted to stab French soldier was shouting Allahu Akbar. And my comment to that was, of course he did. No doubt he'll be some self-radicalized lone wolf, later confirmed as a known wolf, a la Operation Gladio and Gladio B. So, not surprising that we, I mean, it's just, it's the same ridiculous rinse and repeat scenario every time. Are we really that mind numbed to this scenario that never changes? I was thinking about that last night. I'll come back to this, but you know, some of the similarities, like the botched Yemen raid that took the life of SEAL Team 6 member William Ryan Owen, along with Nora Nora Al-Awlaki. It's interesting that, you know, the similarities. Why was there a helicopter crash? Remember the bin Laden raid back in May of 2011? Helicopter crash. What precipitates a helicopter crash for SEAL Team 6? And security guards, Esteban Santiago, Omar Mateen, these guys that have psychological problems but work for security companies that have ties to the CIA, and at least one of them, more than one, but one of them, Esteban Santiago, complaining that he's hearing voices, the CIA is trying to get him to watch videos and recruit him to ISIS, and then he decides to jump on a plane and fly through Minneapolis to Fort Lauderdale from Alaska, no less, on a security guard's pay. How does he afford that with a new child? And shoot the first people that he sees when he gets off the plane? Sure, because that makes sense. Why are we falling for this nonsense? The Daily Mail reporting, machete-wielding man slumps to the ground after being shot in the stomach at the Louvre as he attacked French soldiers while screaming Allahu Akbar. A man armed with machete was shot five times. Police source said the attacker was shouting, yeah, obviously, before being gunned down. Streets around the Louvre had been evacuated at the time. French Prime Minister has decided the attack, has described the attack as terrorist in nature. immediately. It was branded a terrorist incident. Second person has been arrested, but it is not known if they're linked to the attack. This always happens. The second person, people will probably – what usually happens is the second attacker is probably the real shooter, the second attacker, you know, but this will be difficult. There, what was the second person, the handler or the shooter? So usually the second person is released, suspect, but obviously not wanted in connection with the event. And it always happens. The identity and nationality of the attacker are not yet known. Maybe we'll hear that this person is a Moroccan national or from one of those seven countries the Trump administration has blocked entry to for 90 days. Anyway, the identity, not yet known, but they've launched a terror probe. And U.S. President Donald Trump obviously tweeted, French capital is a new radical Islamic terrorist attack. The tourists were locked down, France on edge again. And as the story goes, a second man was arrested after acting suspiciously close to the scene. An estimated 1,250 people were inside the famous gallery, home to the Mona Lisa, when the shooting happened. Unbelievable. I mean, it's just, you know, you can't have a gunman running around because, you know, some of the art might be destroyed. So we can't send a mind-controlled gun nut through the Louvre because the artwork might be destroyed, of course. Anyway, very unfortunate indeed. And what's more unfortunate, I think, is that we're not keeping an eye on these kinds of things properly, understanding the connections, if there are any, the same narrative that comes up over and over and over. I think it was interesting, you know, Donald Trump tweeting earlier this morning, professional anarchists, thugs, and paid protesters are proving the point of millions of people who voted to make America great again. This gets back to the point that we hear echoed repeatedly that, you know, George Soros in particular, through the channel of Open Society Foundation, has funded essentially radical insurgency, and I wouldn't be surprised if there is darker money, if he isn't just a conduit for darker money to flow through. George Soros is a guy who has expressed his affinity for China's authoritarian system and thinks that that would be great here, of course, for the plebs, not for him, because he's one of the special people. So America needs to be paying attention to these kinds of instances of nonsense. Donald Trump tweeted earlier today, he's meeting with the biggest business leaders this morning. Good jobs are coming back to the U.S. Healthcare and tax bills are being crafted now. It'll be interesting to see how that goes. Again, speaking of being cautiously optimistic and authoritarianism, it's not difficult to see why we need a sense of urgency in the White House, in the executive, and beyond. However, again, we must approach that with a healthy sense of jealousy, in the words of Jefferson from the Kentucky Resolutions. So, speaking of President Trump, President Trump threatened on Thursday, yesterday, to cut funding to the University of California at Berkeley, UC Berkeley, after protesters smashed windows and set fires at the school, forcing the cancellation of an appearance by what the media refers to as a far-right Breitbart News editor, Milo Yiannopoulos. I'm not sure I would describe him that way, but the media has done that. The mainstream corporate media has done that as they, for the same reason they always do, to harp on the divide between people. And you might argue, I mean, I just mentioned George Soros, so you might argue maybe I'm harping on the same divide, but I'm not, because I don't think George Soros is a good guy who has good intentions for America. I think he has nefarious intentions and would love nothing more than for America to be subverted, the foundational constructs of America specifically. And so that's unfortunate. Very interesting, you know. I was thinking about just reading through the Wikipedia entry on psychological manipulation. Maybe I'll come back to that. I think there's enough for one broadcast, and there may be more. The way that psychological manipulation works, and some of the techniques and effects, you hear some of these things, and I thought it would be fun to just go through that and have people listen and then see who you think of, because I'm sure that there are some folks that would come to mind. Some ways that people are exploited and taken advantage of. Very interesting stuff, but I digress. Perhaps we'll come back to that. So, the appearance by Milo Yiannopoulos was canceled. Berkeley protests of Yiannopoulos caused $100,000 in damage. I don't think it was Berkeley protests, though. Again, you see these masked folks. They look the same. They're dressed in black. They have, you know, bandanas or handkerchiefs on their faces, sometimes hoodies. It's the same. Again, it's the same nonsense. Where do these people come from dressed in black? Almost as if they've been coached to know it. Impromptu, folks show up dressed in black, armed with Molotov cocktails and things like that, to cause civil unrest, to provoke folks in an agent provocateur fashion. How convenient. So the protest caused $100,000 in damage. The protests that erupted at Berkeley, ahead of the planned appearance, you know, quite a bit of damage. I mean, $100,000, can you imagine? Anyway, we'll talk more about this when we come back. Stick around right after this break.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be...
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special, but I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't.
Back to the subject of voter fraud. Interesting, you know, we've seen the echo chamber just reverberating with sound bites. Funny how that's gone back and forth. You know, the election, Donald Trump doesn't have faith and confidence in the results. Neither does Hillary, unless either of them wins. It's kind of the implicit message. Then Donald Trump wins, and there's an outcry for a recount. The recount begins. It's quickly and quietly shut down because Jill Stein raises millions of dollars, only to find out that there are more votes than voters in Detroit, for example. And there has been vote fraud for, well, every election in recent memory in America, probably going back to at least the 60s. Certainly since we've had the Voter News Service, which became the National Election Pool back in 2003. But then Donald Trump calls for an investigation and says there's widespread voter fraud, millions of votes. People say, oh my goodness, there's no evidence of it, except there is. This Fox News piece ran a couple of days ago, and James Woods, of all people, the actor, real James Woods on Twitter, tweeted, and this, ladies and gentlemen, is why all the popular votes for Hillary Clinton happen to come from California. Go ahead, please.
Cristian Linares Cardenas is the only one in his family willing to take this risk. A risk he takes every day.
Go to school. I get out of school, come back, pick my mom up, take her to work, come back.
Whenever I see bird pictures, I do start getting scared.
Linares Cardenas is an undocumented immigrant brought into the country when he was just a year old by his parents. He's one of thousands set to benefit from a bill passed by state Congress and now waiting to be signed into law. It would give young undocumented immigrants granted President Obama's deferred action status the chance to get a California driver's license and drive legally.
I'm going to be really, really happy about this. If I do get license, I'm not going to be running around no more, hiding from cops.
As you would expect, there are plenty of critics now raising questions about how the measure would be implemented when it comes to safety and liability on the roads. Bottom line, for some, this measure goes against California law.
Not only may this edict, if you will, be ruled unconstitutional, there is existing laws on the books that prevents people who are illegally in the country that reside in California from getting a driver's license.
The governor now has 30 days to sign the bill, let it become law without his signature or veto it.
Mom would cry if I get out my license. She'll know that I have a great future out there.
Christian De La Rosa, Fox 5 News.
There you go. So as the story goes, California's voter registration system is, quote, highly susceptible to being compromised because of immigration policies protecting the Golden State's 2.4 million illegal immigrants, authorities have told Fox News. And imagine that. It kind of sounds like it corroborates. But, you know, you don't hear about this. Why aren't we hearing this all through – why hasn't there been a huge ripple? The integrity of the elections may be compromised by a lack of oversight on non-citizens registering and voting, says Hans von Sparkovsky, manager of the Election Law Reform Initiative and senior legal fellow for the Institute for Constitutional Government at the Heritage Foundation. Von Sparkovsky said, if you're talking about California, the state is apparently relying on the illegal alien to tell the state they shouldn't be registered. There is still an honor system, he said. And he is the co-author of the book, Who's Counting? How Fraudsters and Bureaucrats Put Your Vote at Risk. Imagine that. Gosh, doesn't that sound like it corroborates something that somebody said? How come CNN has not retracted and apologized for fake news on this subject? We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO-free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's the good life. Full of fun seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself. Don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. Gonna jump around a little bit. Just to finish that story, though, first, the story is linked to an article that Fox News put out, and again, the headline is "Experts: California Voter Registration System Highly Susceptible to Fraud." That was the clip that we played earlier. It's linked to a piece that Fox did, an article Fox published earlier this year, the middle of 2015, July 18th, 2015, titled "Most New California Licenses Go to Drivers in Country Illegally." And the article continues, "There is no driver's license required to register to vote, and there are stiff penalties for illegally voting, the spokesman said. Even John Podesta, former chairman of the 2016 Hillary Clinton presidential campaign, acknowledged in a leaked email that driver's licenses do provide a loophole. From the email, quote, "On the picture ID, the one thing I have thought of in that space is that if you show up on election day with a driver's license with a picture, attest that you are a citizen, you have a right to vote in federal elections," Podesta wrote in February of 2015, email leaked by WikiLeaks. So, again, just to conclude that story, President Donald Trump set off a firestorm when he wrote in a November 27th tweet that he would have won the country's popular vote if the millions of people who voted illegally hadn't voted. He alleged voter fraud in California, among other states. Trump won the Electoral College but lost the popular vote by nearly 3 million, largely because of the California voters. So, again, here is some corroboration, but you don't hear this from the media echo chamber. And this hysterical insanity that we see, I mean, it's good to clear the air. It's good to for us to come to terms with and grips with the information that we're putting out and make sure that we're on point. The reporters, the journalists in particular, have a responsibility that coincides with the First Amendment to exercise their journalistic pursuits responsibly. But that's not happening in America, which makes it particularly provocative and ironic that last year's Word of the Year, Oxford English Dictionary Word of the Year, was post-truth. We need to get away from being less concerned with the truth and the facts and more concerned with a persuasive argument. We need to get away from that and get back to reality. Didactic thought instead of the dialectic persuasive model. Back to didactic thought, right and wrong. Just the facts, ma'am. Remember, Joe Friday? Just the facts. So how ironic that basically Donald Trump's whiplash tweets and statements are confirmed. He's not an idiot, not entirely. Always speaking off the cuff. There's typically a basis. And speaking of irony, and Al Gore, remember the 2008 movie Recount? No voter fraud. I mean, Recount was a movie about the theft of the 2000 election. Speaking of voter fraud, no evidence of voter fraud, the media punditry exclaims. Yet we have evidence constantly. I mentioned Greg Palast repeatedly. It's funny no one's talking about him. But 2000 and 2004 presidential elections were essentially hijacked. And Palast proved that. He says the 2016 election was hijacked and stolen. And he pointed to how my conjecture is that there is an abundance of evidence of voter fraud. You know that graphic that circulates every national election season, Democrats out campaigning for voters, and there's a person in the graveyard with a clipboard writing down names. These kinds of things have been proven to be happening. There's widespread evidence of voter fraud. If, you know, as Donald Trump pointed out in his interview, ABC News interview with David Muir, why then was the Pew study done if there is no evidence of voter fraud? And of course, the point was made throughout the media that there wasn't necessarily a connection. In other words, correlation. correlation does not necessarily imply causation, which is, you know, just because there is the possibility of voter fraud, like the Fox News story I just read, doesn't necessarily mean that correlates to voter fraud. No, of course not. Sure. Because there has been in the past, it's been proven time and time again, but not in this case. Surely not. Anyway, so continuing, again, circling back around to the story of Milo Yiannopoulos. He was on Tucker Carlson last night, and I want to play that interview and then talk about that a little bit afterwards as it kind of dovetails with the broader storyline. So if you're ready with that, go ahead, please.
Milo Yiannopoulos joins us for his first interview since we spoke with him by phone last night. Milo, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So here's the reason I want to talk to you. It's not to endorse your views, many of which I agree with, some of which I don't. But the point is, you tried to express your views and were prevented by a violent mob. So if you were an anarchist or a Scientologist or a flat earth activist, it wouldn't matter. No. You were not allowed to exercise your First Amendment rights, and that's shocking. Give us first a quick recap of what happened last night to you.
Well, I think I agree with you in the first place. I mean, I'm not any of the things that these posters characterize me as in an effort to legitimize the violence. But even if I were, I don't think it would matter
exactly.
For the reasons you say. So I went in to do my talk. We go in a couple of hours before to set up our tech and for me to, you know, put on a costume or something. I had a wonderful outfit plan, which is the main reason I'm upset about yesterday. I was going to talk about cultural appropriation in full Native American headdress. I had a full custom headdress with my name embroidered on it. I'm so mad that I didn't get to wear that. Anyway, we went in for like an hour or two beforehand, we were planning it, and suddenly there were these explosions outside. There were firecrackers and rocks being hurled at the building. The police were having things hurled at them. And I was evacuated up to the fifth floor, like by the fire escape. It was all very exciting. And then suddenly, you know, I was being taken out of the building. I was informed that I was being evacuated because there were hundreds of protesters outside blowing things up, hurling things at the police. The police didn't seem to me to be doing very much aside from hiding inside the building. The ground floor had been stormed. So we had to rush down to the parking lot, find one car, and that exit was blocked. So we ran to another car, and we finally got in one, and I was, you know, bundled in, put in a bulletproof vest, and whisked away. And that is the price you pay for being a libertarian or a conservative on American college campuses.
So what's so striking is I have no doubt the average police officer does not sympathize with a mob like that. I just have no doubt about it. But
right.
The truth is they did not come to your defense in a meaningful way. The video proves it. You're affirming it now. Why?
Well, we don't know for absolutely sure, but one thing I can tell you is that the mayor of Berkeley, who was sort of gleefully egging this stuff on yesterday, who today had to apologize for you know, the usual leftist name-calling of me today.
What did he say about you?
The usual slurs, you know, this white supremacist speaker. I mean, please, anyone who's spent 5 seconds in my company or 2 seconds in my bedroom knows I'm not a white supremacist. But, you know, this usual slurs that they wheel out in a sort of effort to legitimize violence against you. You know, they want to call you the worst possible name. It's like, you know, the punch a Nazi thing, right? Well, I could imagine a reasonable person being taken some way along the argument of, like, it's okay to punch Nazis. But the problem is that the left calls everyone Nazis. So, basically, they can punch anybody.
Wait a second. Isn't it Nazis who do the punching? Isn't that what separates Nazis from the rest of us? They don't tolerate dissent, but civilized people do?
You would think so. I mean, when my book was announced, of course, there were people saying they were going to burn it while calling me the fascist. I mean, this is the sort of irony the progressive left in America doesn't seem to appreciate. But the real problem is this name-calling, because, you know, as grateful as I am to be on the show and I like the attention, the real people that I want to hear from are the guys who run CNN, who are legitimizing ordinary conservatives being called white supremacists, anti-Semites, racists, sexists when they're not. There's an inevitable, obvious consequence to
this. I obviously have an interest in this because I don't anymore work at that network, so I don't even want to affirm what you just said, but I have to because it's true. Now, here is a tweet that they sent out, and I'm quoting.
Yeah.
This is from a CNN Twitter feed. Extremist Milo Yiannopoulos, whose Berkeley event sparked protests, takes on the college establishment and rallies white supremacists. That's from the CNN Twitter feed.
I mean,
is any of that true?
No, I mean, beggars belief. I mean, you know, it just beggars belief.
But the subtext is, you deserve it.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And these people must be held to account. You know, the media has created this environment in which it's okay to say almost anything about somebody who is, you know, right of Jane Fonda. If you have slightly conservative or even libertarian points of view, especially if you are persuasive and charismatic and funny and effective, like we both are, you will get called the most appalling things. And it's a way of legitimizing, in some cases, as happened last night, violent responses.
But what I find so striking about this is that it should not be a left-right debate. Because all Americans, as their birthright, mm-hmm. have the right enshrined in the Bill of Rights to say what they think is true, period. And yet, I checked extensively, and so did our staff today, to find liberals defending you. I found one with an Otto Lloyd defense.
It was
Peter Beinart. Peter Beinart at The Atlantic, who is a sincere and principled liberal, defended you.
Yeah.
The rest did not, and some, in fact, seem to endorse the violence against you that that squelched your speech.
Well, they're in a bind, aren't they? Because if you come out against it and you condemn it, you're sort of saying there's something wrong with your own side. You're saying that something we have done has created an environment in which it's okay to physically attack the guests. I mean, you know, let's be completely clear. There's this attempt to paint what happened last night as the destruction of property and as sort of, you know, as protest. It wasn't. It was violent rioting in which people were physically assaulted. People were bleeding, people were beaten, you know, all sorts of things happened to people who just showed up, not all of whom were fans of mine, but just who wanted to come and just listen to what I had to say, you know, and those people were attacked, physically attacked, right? This is political violence in response to perfectly mainstream opinion, and what CNN and other networks like that want to do is suggest that there's something otherworldly or sinister or nefarious about me to legitimize the bad behavior on their own side.
But even if there is something otherworldly or sinister or nefarious about you, you still have a right, an absolute right, to express your political views, do you not?
Sure.
I mean, at what
sure.
point...
But it makes it particularly ridiculous when, you know, I don't say, as even New York Magazine admitted today, anything that is outside of the mainstream of, let's say, of any typical Trump voter. I don't have opinions that, you know, millions of Americans don't share, you know? I just happen to say them in a slightly more provocative and interesting way and on a slightly larger platform.
So just to give, I mean, I can give 1,000 examples. This is the New York Times headline over the story about what happened last night. This is today. Berkeley cancels Milo Yiannopoulos speech and Donald Trump tweets outrage. No mention of the fact that you were shut down by a mob. And this is the first line. A speech by the divisive right-wing writer Milo Yiannopoulos, University of California, Berkeley, etc.
They're trying to insinuate. I mean, Bloomberg did the same thing. They said, Milo Yiannopoulos sparks riots. You know, I was like, hang on a second now. What are they trying to insinuate?
So where's this heading exactly?
Well, I feel actually more optimistic about this than probably most conservatives, because, you know, I've been on more college campuses, I think, than anybody else in America for the last 12 months as part of my tour, and I have seen a change in atmosphere. I've seen conservatives becoming more emboldened and happier. I have seen also huge numbers of alumni changing their positions on whether or not they're going to support their old schools. I mean, Missouri, when they kind of pandered to race baiters, they discovered they lost, you know, $30, $40 million in alumni donations, and enrollment went down so much they had to close two dorms. You know this.
Yes.
This is going to start happening all over America. And my view is, you know, the American higher education market, and it is a market, is going to fix this, because schools are going to have to pick. Either they go the direction of the University of Chicago and they say, you know what, don't apply here if you want safe spaces and trigger warnings. This is a place you come to be challenged. This is a place you come to expose yourself to people you think that you're going to hate and see if it changes your point of view. Or they're going to go the direction of the University of Missouri, and only one type of those institutions is going to be financially viable in the long term.
So I'm sure we're going to get mail saying, you know, Milo is not a serious person, he's a provocateur, which I would say I could care less. He's got a point of view and he has a right to express it.
Mm-hmm.
But I am interested in your response to that criticism, because you hear it a lot, that you're not actually making an argument, that you're intentionally trying to provoke the kind of response we saw last night.
Well, my response is, so what? Who cares? I'm an entertainer, I'm a performer, people like, you know, I guess my sort of thing is sort of part lecture, part stand-up. One of the things that authoritarians hate, one of the things dictators hate, is the sound of laughter, because they can't control it. They can't control what you find funny. And that's one of the reasons the left is always trying to dictate what humor is acceptable. You know, oh, you can't tell that joke because that's sexist. You can't tell that joke because that's racist. Well, they do that because laughter you can't control. And trying to sort of hammer that down. I'm the worst example for them of somebody who is persuasive and interesting and funny. Every one of my shows is sold out. Every single time I do a talk, people say, I never thought of that. You've really converted me. So that makes me dangerous. Dangerous because my audience is so young, so big, so strong. I'm the person probably that annoys them more than anybody except Donald Trump, because I'm effective. And that scares them.
Who, by the way, tweeted about you, I think at 3 in the morning,
Daddy did. He's got my back.
To say, this is appalling, and to threaten pulling federal funding from the University of California system, to which the lieutenant governor, by the way, of California, did not attack Gavin Newsom, did not attack the mob that set vehicles on fire and tried to injure you, and did injure a bunch of other people, but attacked Trump, for threatening the funding?
Well, you know, this seems to be a fairly obvious consequence. If you don't uphold your legal responsibility to, you know, to enforce the First Amendment, you know, to provide speakers with platforms and audiences with safe, the ability to go and listen to speakers of all different kinds, agnostic of ideology, as you were saying earlier. If you don't do that as a university, you're not performing your essential function. You know, Berkeley gets $370 million a year. It is one of the biggest research universities. It's one of the highest ranked research universities.
Right.
But it's churning out graduates who don't do very much, because only 47% of their graduates go on to full-time employment when they leave. It seems to me that a lot of that federal money could be repurposed very effectively if Berkeley refuses to honor its First Amendment commitments.
Yeah.
Very interesting stuff. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Stick around. More right after this short break.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Interesting stuff, provocative stuff, I would say, and, pun intended. So, far right, Breitbart News editor, watching him eyeing Tucker, I don't know if you saw the video, but, you know, you could probably hear it listening how his speech is dripping. He strikes me as more of a Stephon Myers type, you know, Bill Hader's Saturday Night Live character. But, I digress. The mayor was egging things on, tweeting about it. You heard. I mean, it's utterly absurd. And, you know, speaking of federal funding, this gets back to the questions that people are starting to ask. Again, one of the best things that's come out of the Trump situation is the questions that people are asking. Federal funding for things like Planned Parenthood. People are asking questions, hopefully, about who Margaret Sanger was. Very interesting. You know, I think of Ben Carson's remarks about Margaret Sanger and then invoking language that draws on Thomas Jefferson. Ironically, we'll talk more about that. But Tucker said it should not be a left-right debate. You heard him say that. He only found one liberal, Peter Beinart at The Atlantic, who defended Yiannopoulos. And speaking of Peter Beinart at The Atlantic, I would encourage folks to read his piece titled Glenn Beck's Regrets, subtitled His Paranoid Style Paved the Road for Trumpism. Now he fears what he's what's been unleashed. I was talking about that 5 or 6 years ago, that either he was a useful idiot or he was an agent provocateur. But I digress. You heard Yiannopoulos say in response to the provocateur accusations, who cares? Listening to him, I would say he does indeed sound like an unapologetic provocateur. And to that I would say, remember Huckabee's 2007 foreign policy speech, to which I often refer, and in conjunction with Hayek's Road to Serfdom, Chapter 10, titled Why the Worst Get on Top? But I digress. We'll get back to that too. Speaking of this information, reminds me of Bill O'Reilly's tip of the day yesterday. Go ahead, please.
Tip of the day. In Berkeley, California last night, a right-wing guy named Milo Yiannopoulos was scheduled to speak at the university there. As we've seen in the past, free speech at UC Berkeley is risky. Mr. Yiannopoulos' speech was canceled by the school, leading President Trump to tweet today that the federal government may start denying funds to colleges that cannot control their environments. So here is the tip of the day, and it is directed to every college president in this country. The scholastic environment is now out of control. PC madness running rampant and harming your students. Unacceptable behavior tolerated by many universities, and so is political indoctrination. It will not be long until the federal government does get involved in the way you guys are doing your business, because you are not fostering a safe and free atmosphere on your campuses in general. So wise up and accept this tip of the day. Stop the madness now.
Stop the madness. Stick around. We'll be right back. Second hour coming up right after this short break.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.